James Hornsby in the range and the way it is here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday morning, 24th of March. Morning to you folks. Almost 8 minutes past six. How you doing?
How are you doing?
What's the story with you?
Ah, you know yourself.
How's all your bits and bobs this morning?
Oh, well, they're all in exactly the right places.
Well, that's a relief.
That's the important thing, isn't it?
That's a relief to all of us, in fairness.
Oh,
and
me too.
How's your box working out?
It's okay. There was some funny buttons pressed in me box.
No way.
Yeah, so I had a little bit of jiggling around to do. I says, no, I'm not asking for help.
You should put up a sign, a do not enter sign, or private or something, or...
Yeah, keep your hands off, keep your jigglers off my funny buttons.
Or else put up a sign saying, danger, infected zone.
Then I won't be allowed in at all. I won't be allowed near me box if we start doing that.
Anyway, welcome along, folks. Morning to you. It is Tuesday morning, almost 9 minutes past six. Good to have you with us. So 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Check this out, PJ, right? This came in at 20 past one in the morning.
Dear Lord.
Right, I don't know what people must assume that we're in lockdown in here, that we never get to leave or something.
Maybe that's because I said I slept under your bed yesterday. They thought it was here as well.
Yeah, it could be it. Anyway, it says, this is 20 past one in the morning. Hi, PJ and Jim. Could you say hello to Jack Collins from Carrick Tool in County Cork, who celebrates his 9th birthday today, from Mom, Dad, TJ and Grace?
Yeah, well, happy very birthday.
There's no way that Jack is up at, is there?
10 past 6
10
in the
past
morning.
6 in the morning.
I don't know.
Although
I don't
if it
know.
Came in at 20 past 1. Look, if I remember, I'll do that again later on. I assume, I don't know how that happened. 20 past one in the morning. That's getting ahead of the game.
That's planning. That's somebody who living a very busy life. That's someone that's, you know, flat out in quarantine.
Flat out.
They've just finished a new book. They're getting ready for the second.
What do I do now? It's 20 past one in the morning. I know.
I'll get the request in for the morning. I'll get it sorted.
The Lily White is on. This time, though, it's not just to say hello. He wants us to give a shout out to Mrs. Lily White, who apparently works 12-hour night shifts in a nursing home.
Oh, holy fart. Fair play to you. Jeebus, it's amazing the amount of people who are just coming out heroes in this thing lately.
Absolutely. That's exactly what he says. She's a hero. Deserves
she
medals
is.
And statues and everything.
She
absolutely
does.
Mrs. Lily White, fair play to you. My own mother, of course, is in a nursing home at the moment, so I've big time for all those people, all those care workers who work in nursing homes and health service in general, I suppose, really.
Yeah, especially at the moment. It's mad.
Absolutely. Stephen in Kingswood is a little concerned that the blood is returning to his alcohol.
Oh, really? Oh, well, don't you worry.
And Garrett in Limerick has taken his life in his hands. Nothing to do with viruses, and he's on Slagantara again.
The man,
he doesn't realise how dangerous that is.
Do you realise she's making a list, and when it's safe to drive around the country again,
oh, Garrett,
there's going to be prices to be paid.
You're getting it, buddy. You're getting it.
Maybe that's what he wants.
She sees all of these, you know.
It's the only way he can get her attention.
Morning to Amanda, who's checking in. Sean is in Mullingar. There's Martin the trucker, saying good morning to us. Paddy in Cork checking in too. There's Margaret in Fermoy. Wouldn't be the same without you, Margaret. And who's this? Here, PJ and Jim. This is going to be most people over the next few days. This is from Lorraine and Lisa slaving away. They've sent us in a little video. We'll check that out a little bit later on. Right. 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. Mr. Gallagher's getting ready to take on the birthdays. Not bad yesterday.
Not bad this week.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. This is literally
this
the second day of the week.
Day. Yeah.
It's funny the way you lose track of time.
Isn't it?
Yo.
Unusual, yeah. Big Mountain, Baby, I Love Your Way here at Classic Hits. Almost a quarter past six on this Tuesday. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning to Breed in Galway. Also, Dan 2.0. Roads are scary quiet, says Dan. I suppose enjoy. It's one of the few silver linings
one
you have.
One of the silver linings is that it's you don't have to look at traffic. It's gas though, isn't it? You know, it's I'm seeing the sun starting to come up so much earlier now.
Yeah.
And you know, we get the hour now again at the end of this week.
Is it this week?
It is.
That's
it's
not
this
too
week,
bad.
Yeah, so
that's
we get that extra
bad.
Hour of sunlight in the evenings, which is good for the old head, even if you are just looking at it.
Yeah, absolutely, even if it's out a window. Still
yeah,
good,
for
still
sure.
Good to see it. Kay and Bob and Cork, morning to you folks, and also somebody wants to give a shout out to all the UPSers. For a minute I was about to say upsers.
All the upsers, yeah.
All the upsers. All the UPSers in Cork.
I think you may have just given UPSers a new name.
Yeah.
All around Ireland now. All the upsers.
Well, in fairness, that request did come in from Bonger.
Bonger and the Upsers. There's a band that you'd love to hear, isn't it?
They're going to be huge.
Yeah, Bonger and the Upsers. Singing the quarantine hits of the 20s.
Anyway,
that's a great
all the UPSers in Cork, Bonger sends his regards. Anyway, right, okay, you ready for birthdays?
Let's do it.
I think you're going to like a few of these, especially this first one. It is the birthday of The Undertaker.
Ah, Mr. Wrestling Man.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing here is which Undertaker.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Because there's not been the one. I presume it's he's the
like,
one who's active
he's
at
like
the
Lassie, isn't he?
He is like Lassie,
they
yeah,
change
yeah.
him every... Or Fungi.
Yeah, or Miss Ellie in Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know they just that, do yeah. that they just sort of change them around whenever it sort of suits
yeah, no,
them.
I'd assume it's the
it
current
incarnation.
It must
be the present one, surely. Yeah, it's not yeah. the lad I was looking at in 1980, whatever. 87 or whenever when I was watching
well, I'm trying to work out from the age here. God, this is the tough one now.
Well, now, hold on.
Are you saying... So, you're saying the active one at the moment, right? What sort of neck of the woods would you imagine the active one at the moment?
Ah, gee, you couldn't be much more than in your 30s if it's that.
Oh, right. Well, then it must be the other guy. It's the earlier guy.
Really?
He's older than that, yeah.
Right, okay. Is he in his 60s then?
No.
Right. Then I haven't a clue who this person is.
He's not in his 60s, he's not in his 30s, right?
Right, so he's definitely in his like 70s then.
No.
Jeebus, Jim, you're sending me mixed signals here.
I'm doing my best.
Right, he's in his 50s.
Yes, he's in his 50s.
Wow, Jeebus, I mean, why couldn't you just...
You're the WWE fan.
Well,
anyway,
I was
WWF. Somebody's taking issue with you. Somebody's saying The Undertaker never changed, lads. Mark Calloway was his name, I think, according to Mayo Andy.
Ah, get out of it. Is it not well known that he changed? No.
I don't know. And there's John Heaney on to say Mark Calloway as well was the guy's name.
Right, well, there you go then.
So apparently he didn't change. Well, according to the boys, anyway.
Right, okay, well then let me take a stab at it then. If he's in his 50s and it's the same fella, and I remember watching that, late 80s, I'm going to say he was, he'd be like 50, oh... 56.
Oh my God! What were you when you went 50? What were you about to say?
55.
Yeah, you see, you should have stuck with 55.
Heart off, almighty! Oh my God!
You actually thought you were going to get it?
I'm sure the other one is 56.
Yeah, exactly. The one who took over.
Yeah.
Right. What about this, Mary Berry?
Mary Berry. Is that your
don't
woman?
Don't pretend you don't know who Mary Berry is. You're fond of a good cake.
Oh, I was just going to ask, is she the break British great off?
That's the one.
Yeah.
Well, originally, not anymore. They changed her when they moved from... Which way did they move? Did
Channel
they move?
4, does it?
Yeah, they moved from the Beeb to the Channel 4.
Oh,
or
was
from
that
Channel
it?
4 to the Beeb. Well, yeah, whichever way round. Anyway, she was replaced.
But by who?
Prue.
What?
Prue somebody.
Prue.
I don't know her name.
Prue.
She's no Mary Berry, put it that way.
Isn't it mad that both their names sound like an ingredient for a cake?
Exactly. Like, berries and Prue. What's in that? Some berries and some
That's
Prue.
That's Mary Berry. like a strawberry, but a little bit more vocal.
A little bit happier.
A little bit vocal, this one. And Mary
and
Berry.
Prue.
And
Prue. Not quite a full prune, just a Prue.
Yeah, just a Prue. A little bit of prune. Beautiful cake.
Beautiful indeed, beautiful. Yeah.
Why is it in the shape of a bicycle? Because that's the show. That's what we do.
Mary Berry has been around... No, she's been around a long time, to be fair.
I swear I'm going to burn this chair. I've fallen down again.
I left in a one of the high stools for you to use. So I could to raise you up.
There's no comfort
so I could
in
see
that.
You.
No comfort
And plus,
that.
If you fell off that, that'd be a hard fall.
And
that'd be a long
fall
way
off
down.
And anyway, if that stool, have you ever sat in them? They gradually get lower and lower. It's the weirdest things. Right, so Mary Berry, I'm going to say, is like, she's 71.
85.
Wow.
85.
Looks well now.
Going strong.
Looks well now.
Still whacking out the Swiss rolls and everything.
Banging out the Swiss rolls, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no bother to her. Right,
mind you, she's probably a Swiss roll would be a bit common for the league, wouldn't it?
Oh, no, I think she revels in the...
she revels in the wheel?
I think she revels in the British classics.
Does she? Yeah, revels in her Swiss roll. Oh, I'd love reveling in the Swiss roll.
Well, you tell you, there's a lot to be said for it. Right, here's one that'll bring you back a bit. Nana celebrating her birthday.
Oh, my
or
God.
Nina. Are you a Nina or a Nana?
Nana, I was
always a Nana, yeah.
Yeah, 99 red
and
balloons.
What's more, it's a significant birthday for Nana, but not 99, obviously.
What significant?
It's a significant birthday for her.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, jeepers, I used to love Nana. That video was amazing.
Remember there used to be a big uproar because she had hairy armpits?
That was it, yeah. Luftballon. And sure, yeah. The original was Luftballons,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, 99 Luftballons.
99
yeah.
Luftballons, hairy pits and telephones. And then Jacket Like the Fonz. That show was the original, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was mad. It was great stuff, though. And it really went. So talk about the shit. That is one of the ultimate one-hit wonders ever.
Absolutely.
And
it was at that time when everybody was obsessed with nuclear holocaust.
I know. Now it's
everything,
quarantine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we need a 99 Luftballons quarantine song,
exactly,
don't we?
Yeah.
Because it's a totally different buzz now. That's right, because it was Cold War. It was the middle of the Cold War.
Yeah, because that was the era of... Well, it was a bit later than that. Was Two Tribes. You know, Frankie Goes to Hollywood and all that. It was there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was all that sort of stuff. And everybody was, you know... Oh, we're a minute to midnight.
Yeah, they were all growing the armpit hair just to make a point.
Yeah. Right, so Naina and her 99 red balloons.
Oh, she's 60. She's 60.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, good on you, Naina.
Well done. Right, what about this Lord... Alan Sugar.
Oh, jeepers, yeah.
Lord Alan Sugar, who, of course, one time owned Tottenham, didn't he?
Did, yeah.
There's
a fella who's lost touch with reality, that fella.
Yeah.
Because
he was the boss in, what do you call the You're Fired
The
thing?
Apprentice.
The Apprentice, that's it.
Yeah, he's lost touch, like. I was watching him on Twitter, and he was not so long ago, just a few weeks ago, actually.
Yeah.
And he was losing his mind. You know the way sometimes you take to Twitter when you get frustrated, like,
yeah,
you know, like you're electric.
He's on Twitter, is he?
Oh my God, he's hilarious on Twitter.
Oh, I have to follow
he's
that.
He's hilarious to follow because he's so up his own arse. He has literally no idea how the world works anymore.
He lives in a castle or something.
Yeah, he's outrageous. He's no idea how the world works. So people go on to Twitter, you know, when they say, oh, look, the electric company is cutting me off the week before Christmas. This is outrageous, whatever. He went on and gone, yeah. So if anybody knows anyone working in Rolex, maybe they could tell me. They're trying to buy their new watch. This is true. They're trying to buy their new watch. And unless you're a super tennis star or an F1 driver, they've no interest. Bloody joke shop. Yeah.
Because Rolex because Rolex don't have
this limited thing, and he couldn't believe
it is shocking.
He would be left out.
It
and
is
then
shocking.
He puts down the model.
Have you ever tried dealing with Rolex?
Oh, there you
go. Oh my God.
I tell you something. I swear to you, I've never had a problem with them myself. I ask them, they say no, that's it.
Yeah, to be fair, I've never had a problem either. I ring, they don't answer the phone. It's no problem.
Yeah, yeah. I'm allowed looking.
I ring, they ignore me. It's okay.
Oh, you want us? It's unreal. And he lost it. And people were going, how sad for you that you can't get your principal bracelet, Batman model, GMT, exactly when you need it. And he was there, oh, bore off. Everybody's got their problems.
Yeah, it is.
He's out of his mind. But I got him. What age is he now? He's no young man. So he's Mr. Sinclair, wasn't he?
No, actually, do you know something? He's the man behind... Do you remember the brand name Amstrad?
Oh, Amstrad, not Sinclair.
Remember there used to be like three-in-ones back in the day. A cassette player, a record player, and a radio, whatever.
Yeah, he was out...
Because it is, it's Alan Michael or whatever, I don't know, Sugar, AMS Trading.
Oh, is that
Amstrad,
what it was?
That's what it was,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. There you go, little bit of trivia for you.
I'm going to say he's 72.
Oh! 73.
Ah, there you go. That's not bad.
Not bad at all. Right, last
Tell
one for
time
you.
Like a Rolex, I can just a little bit behind.
And this is a nailed on for you because you're such a dedicated follower of fashion, right? Although I don't know if this man does a great line. Oh, of course he does. He does. Oh no, he doesn't. I was confusing him with somebody else. I thought this man did a good line in horse jumpers, but he doesn't. I was thinking of polo. It's Tommy Hilfiger.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I was thinking of Ralph Lauren.
I told you I met him, didn't I?
Tommy Hilfiger?
Yeah.
No.
This was brilliant. I was on the Late Late Show and he was on the same night, right? And a friend of mine was there with his missus.
Right.
And Tommy Hilfiger was sitting in the dressing room. And me mate's missus, not even messing, goes up and says, I bought me fella a pair of your jeans there. And they're after ripping at the arse, at the pocket. And they're only new. What can I do about it? She literally went up and did it in the green room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. And
to the actual Tommy Hilfiger.
To the actual Tommy Hilfiger who was sitting there getting ready to do an interview.
Yeah.
No, I'm not messing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can safely say her
That's
name,
brilliant.
I'd say. Yeah, but green, she was out. And she went up and she just goes, yeah, and look, I bought a pair of jeans there. And they're all after fraying at the pocket. They're all at the arse, but it's not... They're after falling. It wasn't good, like, not good enough. And he goes, where did you buy them? He goes, Dublin, I was in town. And he goes, okay, well, bring them back and tell them I said it's okay. That's what he said.
Imagine her walking
it
in there
unbelievable.
And going, listen, I was talking to Tommy. Tommy who? Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah, Tommy Hilfiger.
No, you weren't.
No, I was.
I was. Tommy Hilfiger sent me. No, he didn't. Get out.
He did. I met him in Donnybrook the other night.
No, you didn't. Get out.
I did. He was eating a sandwich, you know, in the green room.
That'd be done. Oh, my God.
And she got her picture taken with him and everything.
Oh, well, then that's a start. Here, look, I have photographic evidence.
But I couldn't believe it. Like, he was just saying, okay, yeah, well, sorry about that. He apologised and all. So let's bring them back.
And so he should. Like, his shoddy gear.
It was very funny. I don't think the gear was. Let's give the man a break. He was very courteous and cordial about the whole thing.
How old is he, though, now? Your recollection
that's
of
going back about 10 years. I would say he's... he's about 68.
Oh, my God! 69.
Ah, fart.
I tell you, your eye is in, to be fair to you. Your eye is in. You got one on the nose and two off the post.
I tell you, if I'd have got that right, I'd have given them a ring and asked them for a jumper.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim. Waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks, Vinny and Tara. 6:33. How are you this morning?
I feel lonely.
Lonely.
Oh, I am. I'm
lonely.
Feeling isolated.
It's because you're outside now on your own.
I know, and I'm on my own. Like, completely on my own. Magic Mike's not here. You two are in your separate cubby holes. I'm left to my own devices.
Yeah.
You have a huge big office. Mind you, yours is freezing. At least the computers are all right.
I know, I have my little heater under my desk.
Oh,
have you not seen that?
No.
Oh, I have a little electric heater under my desk. I'm okay.
Right. come here, by the way, do you know who Gareth in Limerick is?
No, is this the lad who keeps slagging me off?
That's the lad,
is he the one who said I was very old the other day?
I thought he's just looking for attention, Tara.
Oh.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering, is he going the sneaky route to get your attention?
I think he is.
Is he a seeker's admirer?
I think he's the type of fellow who pulls the girl's hair in school.
I was going to say, that's very schoolyardish, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, well, I don't like you either, yeah.
No, I don't know Gareth in Limerick.
Right. Oh, okay.
I can tell clearly, Jim, that you're protecting me in some way, shape, size, or form. You're selectively reading some of his messages while concealing others from me. Would that be true?
Not at all. No,
Jim McKay.
Me, would I do that? Oh, yes, I may be a perfect gentleman, but even I believe in the freedom of speech. No, I just curious. I thought maybe he was an old friend from, you know, days gone by.
No,
you know, or
not
maybe,
at all.
Maybe you'd been, once in your past you'd been travelling the country and there was...
Why, are you sensing vitriol? I need to read these messages clearly. And Gareth in Limerick, don't forget, when you WhatsApp us, we have your phone number.
Yeah, I knew the threats were coming.
Oh, I tell you something, yeah. He needs to be... Gareth needs to forget all about COVID-19.
Do you know I have a stick that's big enough to reach from here to Limerick?
I think this is what Gareth's hoping on now, to be honest with you.
What, he's hoping Tara will beat him?
Yeah, he's looking for Tara to arrive with a big stick.
That can be arranged.
Yeah. Good Lord, I'm not sure where this conversation is going.
So get inside for quarantine, you. Can't touch
this. Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. It's 16 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Welcome along. Tuesday morning, 24th of March. We had a bit of MC Hammer just ahead of Whitney and You Can't Touch This. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout this morning. Actually, we've had an email in, PJ, from Johnny Carroll. Has emailed as opposed to the old WhatsApp thing.
Yeah.
Just to say, one good thing to come out from the isolation is driving to work. Breaking my heart laughing at your show. Stay at 6 a.m. The battle continues.
Yeah, the battle continues. Yeah, we've got well, there's this option, you see. Our bosses are chowing down over about whether to move the show from 8 till 12.
Yeah, to do it 8 till 12 instead of 6 till 10.
So, if you have any feelings on that, let your voice be heard.
As you say, it's totally dependent on when you say it.
It is. So now everybody that hears that for the first time right now is obviously going to be... Whereas if somebody only gets to listen, you know, at 10 o'clock for a half an hour, they're going to go, oh, yeah.
So we're in a quandary, I'm afraid.
So well,
it's pretty much split down the middle so far.
So far it seems to be.
Apart from all of those jokers who are saying, why don't you just do 6 till 12?
I know. Because life is hard enough right now. Is the answer to that.
Exactly.
Imagine how...
I mean, there's love in your job, and there's, oh my God.
And there's ruining it. Imagine the hours of 2 hours, us looking at each other for another 2 hours.
Oh, for God's sake.
Jeepers, Jim.
Tell you something.
I swear to God.
You'd be begging for isolation.
Oh my God.
Johnny Carroll, thank you for getting in touch. Actually, there was one yesterday as well. Now, I don't know if it might be a bit early for this person, because this came in a bit later in the show. Mike sent it on yesterday. It was from Lorraine Hanron Shanahan, I think.
Hanron Shanahan.
I think that's what it says.
Yeah.
But anyway, just says, morning PJ Jim, hope you're enjoying your Monday. So as I say, I came in yesterday. Can you say hello to my husband Nigel Shanahan, working hard as a courier in Limerick. And now hearing you talking about the chickens, as we were yesterday, talking about chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping them as pets. He's been mad to get them. So now he's going to be back off in search of chickens.
Oh, I see now.
You've sparked something.
No, we've sparked something. We need to talk more about animals, especially in quarantine. People are getting mad into their animals now.
Nigel Shanahan is keen to get his hands on some chickens.
Mmm, dirty old feckers now. I wouldn't want them myself.
Anyway, Lorraine, hopefully it's not too early. Hopefully Nigel's up and about and doing his thing or whatever. But thanks very much for giving us a shout. That was on the, I think that was a Facebook message that came in yesterday. 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout for whatever's going on for you today. We are going to talk animals
today
again.
We are going to talk about animals, yeah.
Because we're going to go after 7 o'clock. We'll just give you the heads up. We are going to go and search of Ireland's weirdest pet.
Yeah, does people out there keep mad things?
Yeah. I remember visiting somebody. I was doing a television show, and it was about something completely different. It was actually a crime thing, but this person had had all these like tropical spiders and all.
Oh,
in his house.
Yeah.
And fed them like and
feeding them all. Yeah. Feeding them regular animals. Yeah. It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, and he had them. He had other, you know, lizardy type looking things and stuff as well.
Know. Yeah, I knew a fella, and he used to have all kinds of things like in the house, every kind of animal. He used, you know. I don't know what to even wear. A long mouse, I called it.
Long mouse?
Yeah, it looked like a long mouse. I don't know what it was.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Really? Well, we're going to
go. You know them door stoppers that run around? Well, no, they don't run around. The door stoppers to stop drafts. And there'd be a face and a tail on it.
Oh, like a sausage dog with no legs.
Nah, like a white thing. It looked like one of them, but it was alive.
Oh, right.
Nah, not quite as long. Maybe for a small door. Alive.
It wasn't a snake, was it?
These legs.
Oh, it had legs.
Yeah, it had legs. Like, right. Yeah, it looks like a long mouse. I suppose, would it be a mink or something like that?
Oh,
I don't
right,
know what
yeah.
it would be. Yeah.
A ferret.
Ferret, that's what it was. That's
was
what
it?
It was. It was a ferret, now that I think of it. It was a ferret.
So, and did he use it like for... God, they use ferrets for something.
I've been walking around calling ferrets long mice for about 10 years.
I believe you're into the long mice.
What? Yeah. The long mice, yeah. I do believe the English call them ferrets.
Yeah, and the French call them ferrets. It's very unusual. It's very unusual. Anyway, listen, we are, after 7 o'clock, we're going to go in search of Ireland's strangest pet. See if we can track it down somewhere.
Yeah, you'd be doing well to beat a ferret.
A ferret, yeah. Yeah, if you've got a French ferret or a ferret. Anyway, that's on the way, definitely, for sure. Also today, we've got a bit of nostalgia on the cards, I believe. Taking you back to your childhood.
Oh, yeah, with the old Disney movies,
yeah. I think there's a bit
the
of that on the go.
The most nostalgic, so it's not even the best one, but the one that brings the most nostalgia into your life. There's been a survey of the day on that.
For good old days, when you weren't locked in your house.
Oh, well, this is the time now
exactly.
to enjoy all these things all over again.
And, of course, our regulars are happening again. By the way, just to give people the heads up in case you haven't heard about it, we're doing a very special breakfast table quiz. It's our version of the All-Ireland Championship, basically. I mean, we're playing for the Ugly Cup, as we refer to it. And the idea is that when you come on, you're representing your county. Now, we've had Dublin yesterday, so we need a different county to take on Dublin and beat a score of 5. That's a bit later on. So,
we can do that, yeah. You know? Yeah, I'm sure we can do that. So that's a little bit later on this morning. But look, like, as with all these things, you can register anytime you want.
And of course, Hitbit. What's the Hitbit value today?
The Hitbit is 560 quid today.
560?
Yeah, 560 quid.
I'll take it. What a tune. In excess. New sensation here at Classic. It's Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 24th of March. Good to have you with us, folks. 7:08. Hopefully you're in good form.
Yeah.
If you were with us yesterday on the show, by the way, you'll remember that we were talking, when we had this little story on the go about how pet chickens... apparently are becoming a thing.
It's becoming very, very popular, yeah. People are going mad for chickens. They're replacing the hamsters for chickens or...
The hamsters for chickens.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, that's... okay, maybe that was a hypothetical sort of a thing in my head. All I'm saying is, instead of going out
you'd
and getting
never get
a gerbil
one,
or a...
You'd never get one onto one of those little wheels.
No, you wouldn't know. An old chicken wheel probably isn't
You'd have to get a bigger wheel.
Chickens.
We're going to need a bigger wheel.
Chickens aren't the smartest. I just want to say. You know what I mean?
But
when
it struck us as unusual, not because, obviously lots of people keep chickens, but as we ended up discussing yesterday, much to PJ's chagrin, it was the fact that most people keep chickens really for what they can do for them in terms of eggs and a little chicken fillet stir-fry thing at the end of it all and all that.
Ah, Jim.
But I'm just saying.
You've no concept of pets
this,
at all, man.
This was probably... No, of course I do, just not in relation to chickens.
Another week of lockdown now, he'll be eating my hand off a plate, he will. He's unbelievable, this fella.
But it did make us start to think about what other more unusual ends of the pet scale might people be on. If you're not a cat and dog person...
Yeah.
You know, what else might there be out there as pets around the country?
Well, this is the thing. People are into mad stuff. There's people out there... In fairness, actually, I'll tell you one story.
Right.
I'm hoping it never happened. But I was in a tattoo shop now, to be honest. You will meet great characters in tattoo shops. But he was getting his tattoo in the chair and I was next. And he was sitting there. And he starts going, oh, you have all these fish, he goes. You know all these fish. He says, I had to get the floor of the apartment reinforced because he's got so much water in there. You know,
oh my
that
God.
It weighs tons, water weight. Like 4 foot by 4 foot by 4 foot of water is a ton. And he's got tons of water in the house. And then he goes, so I'm trying to get something else though. I was going to keep it up there in me brother has a farm up in Lusk. What's it called again? Ugh, can't remember the name of it now. A rhino, he says. A rhino. There was a fella.
He wanted to keep a pet rhinoceros.
He thought he could get a rhino and keep it in his brother's farm up in Lusk. Up in the field. He says his brother had a field up there in Lusk and he was going to keep a rhino. I was there, you can't keep a rhino. But that just shows you.
He honestly thought he could bring a rhino in.
I said, what are you going to feed it? You're going to have to. What are you going to do? You're just going to get a deer a day or a bag of squirrels. How are you going to feed a rhino? Where are you going to get 300 squirrels a day? You'd be eating them like popcorn. You can't be doing
that. That would be amazing. That would be amazing. So far, it looks as though the best we've had two Chinese owls.
Chinese owls.
Who have come in. I'm not 100% sure what the significance or how you differentiate.
How you know a Chinese owl from like an Offaly owl.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
I've never spoken to either one.
Neither of
I don't
clue.
Know if you know. Would you notice even the accent?
Do you ever see an owl? You know the way owls look big. Have you ever seen that picture going around of owls when they stick their legs out down the bottom of their feathers?
No.
Very skinny fellas, owls.
Are they?
Yeah, they're.
It's all bluster, isn't it?
Yeah, they're deceptively feathery. Yeah.
Also, somebody says their grandfather had a pet fox when they were a child.
See, this is the type of thing. Obviously, it was a fox that used to just come up to the house for something to eat every day. Yeah. So he had a friend who was a fox.
By the way, there's a sudden surge of WhatsApps to point out to you that rhinos are, in fact, vegetarian. They're herbivores. So you wouldn't need a bag of squirrels. You wouldn't need a bag of squirrels or a deer a day. You just need a load of... Just a load of greenery.
Are they really?
Well, of course, yeah. English Ian has been on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And also, somebody else has been on to say they're herbivores.
Oh, I didn't know that. I assumed they ate.
Stefani.
Oh, I thought they ate squirrels and deers or whatever the hell. Yeah. You know, they could get their little munchers on.
And somebody else is pointing out that for me to be able to tell a Chinese owl, it'll have made in China on it. Yes, they're all very smart as man.
That's pretty good.
Tell you. But yeah, anyway,
I did know a fellow.
So
though.
Far, Chinese owls and a fox are about as unusual. Can anybody beat that in terms of an unusual pet?
Oh, I'm sure they can. If you know somebody, snakes and everything.
I was just going to say, if you know somebody or if you are that person, will you let us know? 087-188-0008. Please let there be somebody out there who's got a rhino.
There couldn't be. There couldn't be anything like that. Yeah. When I was
it's a good job
up,
you didn't get one anyway.
Yeah, thankfully.
I'm after getting you a bag of squirrels. That's no use to me.
I'll be up the vet.
I got you a bag of squirrels. I couldn't get a deer. I don't want a deer or a bag of squirrels.
I know, I'll be up the vet.
All I wanted was could you not get me some lettuce? What?
Yeah, the vet would be there going.
You don't make friends with salad.
Is he all right? I'd be there going, yeah, well, you think he's all right, but he's cut off his food. Yeah. He hasn't had even the one squirrel.
I mean, I've got six bags of squirrels now. He hasn't had one of them. He
hasn't had one of them. And me and the family are tearing through them.
I mean, there's only so much squirrel stew a man can have.
Honestly, I've had squirrel lasagna, squirrel stew, squirrel casserole.
And he hasn't eaten any of
it. That man only eats the chips.
Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca here at Classic Hits, 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Some of the responses we've had in on the WhatsApp, PJ.
Yeah.
Very good. In relation to unusual pets, Elm the Scaffolder has been on to say his grandfather had a pet crow when he was younger.
That's mad, isn't it? I can well believe
that.
Do
you reckon his grandfather was just lying to him? Basically just any random crow. There he is now.
There he is. All right, Harry.
Hey.
Good man.
Comes back to me every day. I let him go for a fly and then he comes back to me.
I'll see you in the pub later, Harry. I do know a woman, though, and she... and I know her well enough, and she has rescue pigeons, right?
Rescue pigeons?
Yeah, it all started. She was walking down the road in O'Connell Street, you know, down by where the Dr. Quirk is, place. And she saw a pigeon in distress, and she took it home, right? And poor old Pidge, it's Pidge Pigeon on Instagram. She has an account for them and everything on Instagram.
Wow.
And she started, brought her home, and then he got a girlfriend in. She rescued another one. And the two of them went on and they made a family together. And now she has a whole family of rescue pigeons living in her back garden.
Wow.
Yeah, she had to have the Department of Health and everything had to come out and check her.
I didn't think pigeons wanted to be rescued. I thought the ones, especially the ones in O'Connell Street, the ones that... What does it mean? Where are you going?
I know what you mean. You mean you fellas that be with one leg blown off and a cigarette in his mouth, you know, walking around. Them lads.
Yeah. I thought they were quite happy.
Will you stop standing in the pool? That's me dinner. Them lads.
Exactly.
But she rescued a good load of them. Yeah, she's got a few of them now. Yeah.
Amy in Cork says, I grew up with raccoons and squirrels as pets.
Well, where?
I tell you, it's a good job PJ didn't know about that. He'd be feeding them to rhinos and all he would have been.
You haven't got a spare one. The fella I know up the road
has a rhino.
He has a hippo and he doesn't know what to feed it.
I was being careful opening this next one.
Okay.
Because when somebody sends you a WhatsApp and it says, my ball python.
Ball python?
Yeah. Well, you think, right?
Right.
I know where this lad's going.
Yeah, I know.
But no, it turns out it is an actual genuine snake. Picture of a snake. My ball python from Paul in Mallow.
Jeepers, that's mad.
Yeah.
And someone else sends us in, you know, you were talking about the Chinese owls.
Yeah.
He says, is it not just a pigeon with a big breast, someone said. Is that true? I wonder.
I've no idea.
Is a Chinese owl like a special type of pigeon? You never know, because some pigeons are worth millions, like.
Right.
You know, them high-end racing pigeons. You know them fellas? They're like the Shergars of the air. And I think they're worth some mad money. The Chinese buy and sell them for
hundreds of thousands. Maybe there's something in it. Steve the Trucker has a pheasant. This is my pet, lads, but not for much longer.
Ah, you see, I knew. I knew that was coming. I was about to say, don't let Jim McCabe see it. It'll be in a sandwich before you know it.
And Darren in Limerick has been on to say, I've 5 snakes, 5 geckos, 2 blue-tongue skinks.
Skinks?
Surely that's... I assume that's a typo, isn't it?
I wouldn't know. Those animals are so off my radar.
A Rankin dragon, a bearded dragon.
Ah, here, this fella's living in the jungle himself.
A terrapin, 4 African... dormice, a praying mantis, 4 budgies, 2 canaries, a Rottweiler, and an aquarium.
I was really waiting for you to say, and a partridge in a pear tree at the end of that.
Oh, wow.
There's
Darren in Limerick just won.
Yeah, I know.
He just won.
That's not going to be beaten. No, I did know a fella like that.
Imagine actually having animals that we don't even know. Like, we don't even know what they are.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know.
Do you reckon there is a blue tongue skink?
I'd say there is, yeah. There's probably a blue-tongued skink enthusiasts page out there that they're all mad into.
Blue-tongued skink weekly.
Yeah, blue-tongued skink lovers across the world. They'd be all mad now.
And Rankin dragons. I've heard of a bearded dragon.
But I don't know Rankin dragon, though.
I don't know Rankin
dragon. I'd say during quarantine, the only clubs that are allowed to meet up now are the blue-tongued skink enthusiast club. Because they know they'll never get more than 2 people out. You can social distance handy enough if you're in the member of the Blue Tongue Skink.
That's impressive. That's impressive.
Send us a picture of it, actually. You should let us see what it is, please. Yeah. I'd love to know what it is.
Oh, my God. Look at this. Oh, you're right. There's loads of people out there. Here's one more. I'm just going to squeeze in very quickly. Wife's animal mad. A tarantula, praying mantis, some sort of snake, bearded dragon, Russian tortoises.
Russian tortoises?
Yeah. The lad has fish everywhere, hundreds, and 2 psycho dogs.
Jeepers.
That's come in from the Kiwi in Cork.
It's great, isn't it, that he names all them animals and then it's the poor old dogs get called psychos at the end.
Yeah, a bit of Westlife, world of our own. And since we were talking about pets and unusual pets and all that sort of stuff earlier on, there's a great little story that you probably saw doing the rounds because it was all over social media. It kind of went viral, didn't it?
It was brilliant, yeah.
About this. Was it just one dog?
It was just one dog, but I have a follow-up on this because there was one dog and, there was a story, I saw it on Lad Bible, I think it was, but then the original tweet of where it came from was going around. So this woman, she had a dog called Rolo. He's a sausage dog, a Dachshund, if you want to use his correct name. And he was so happy that his owners were not going to work anymore, that everybody was in lockdown or quarantine or whatever. They was so overjoyed that he couldn't stop wagging his tail with happiness. And he sprained it. His tail stopped working.
He sprained his tail. You can have a sprained tail.
Yeah, so they took him to the vet. They were a bit worried about him. They're like, his tail is just hanging there.
Yeah, limp. Is he sad or what?
He's got a now limp tail. Nothing's happening. He looks like he's got a bit sore. You know the way you can see in the face? He might be a little bit sore or whatever.
Yeah.
Took him to the vet. The vet says, yeah, he's so happy you're there all the time. His world has changed so much for the better.
He's overwagged.
That he's overwagged it and he sprained his tail. Now, here's the bit that I found out myself because I put that story on my Instagram the other
day. Maybe he was the doggy in the window. The one with the waggly tail.
The waggly tail.
Maybe he was.
He was the one in the window waiting for them all to come home.
Yeah.
And then the dog, a vet contacted me on Instagram and he says, listen, this is actually, believe it or not, much more common than you think it is. And it's known in the business as happy tail syndrome. Happy tail syndrome.
Brilliant.
So it's an actual thing. Dog, I tell you something. We don't deserve dogs. Human beings don't deserve dogs. Dogs
happy tail syndrome.
So he had a bad case of the old happy tail syndrome. Yeah. It's amazing.
Did you just have a happy tail syndrome
fell
there?
Out. The chair fell again, yeah. Chair fell again, yeah.
Did you get a little bit too excited there, did you?
I nearly sprained my own tail hitting the deck. Yeah.
We're talking about dogs. You got too excited and you fell off your chair again.
Yeah, I will say, you want to see my dogs over the last couple of days. They are the happiest animals you've ever seen.
Any sprained tails?
Dogs? No, thankfully no. But I think dogs have actually planned this entire thing.
To keep people at home.
Not only are they keeping people at home, everybody's having naps for lunch. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all, and then it's just lying around cuddling on the couch. The dogs planned this.
It's dog heaven.
This is dog heaven. Dog heaven. Everybody's working in the gaff. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes the happiest part of someone's day now is when they're working from home and, you know, their dog appears in the old webcam in the background and all the other workers are, oh, I see your help is there. Like, it's, you know what I mean?
That's bad.
Dogs,
another silver lining.
They just love it so much. This is the best thing that's ever happened. They can't believe they're getting all the company, I was just going to say,
they're probably getting more walks than ever.
Oh, my God.
Because people are delighted to be having an excuse to get out of their own house for a while and walk around. God,
my dogs don't know what's after happening to them. I have them wrecked, in fairness. It's actually going to get to the stage where they're
going
to be like,
should you not be going back to work, no?
Yeah, I couldn't have another. That's what they're getting like. You're all right, we go for another walk. No, you
go ahead.
Honestly, no.
I'll skip this one.
I'm going to sit this one out. I've had too much. I can't take anymore. That's the way my dogs are getting with me now.
So it's a veterinary thing. Happy tail syndrome.
Happy tail syndrome. Isn't that the nicest thing you've ever heard? Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Imagine hurting yourself from being happy in this day and age. Like. I love it.
Brilliant stuff. Happy tail syndrome. 19 minutes away from 8 o'clock. We've got the breakfast table. Not the breakfast table quiz. The hit bit, of course, on the way. €560, was it?
€560.
If you won that, your tail would be wagging.
Make sure you sellotape your tail to your leg if you win that one.
Classic hits.
And now, the hit bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The hit bit is worth €560 this morning. That's what we have for you. If you can just tell us what bit of a hit is this, a bit of a hit of. Ah, look, I actually said the line right.
I tell you, it works.
Tell you something, Jim.
It's almost like you practiced.
It's almost like 5.5 years has got me good at this. So there you go, we're trying to give it away, £560 this morning. Tony is going to have a go first. How are you, Tony?
Hello, Tony.
Tony.
Tony, you there, mate?
No, did he give up on
don't
us?
Don't tell me.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
Back,
I hear you.
Back.
How are you, Tony?
How's it going, lad?
How's things? What's the crack with you this morning, Tony?
I'm away for work. Just getting to work now. Happy day.
All right. Good so, what do you do?
I'm a kitchen potter.
Right. So, God, fair play to you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking forward to it anyway.
Well, you can tell the joy in Tony's voice, can't you?
Mad to get into
it. Oh, mad for it. Love a bit of kitchen portering
me. If you can help
me
so I can just call in sick now, this would be really helping.
No problem at all. I tell you something, we'll stick 560 quid in your pocket, we'll send you home. That's what we'll do.
That'd be absolutely amazing.
Right.
Yeah, tell you, Tony's the only fella in Ireland now who's disappointed there's not traffic on the road for him. Right, so Tony, have a go. We try and give you something.
I think it's Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Right.
The bell, Britney, right, for the first time. Time to go to Lord Lucan himself in his porch in a secret location. Oh. Magic Michael, how are you this morning?
I'm good, lads. Not too bad. And Tony, let me tell you, oops, you did it again. It's wrong, my friends.
There you go. He's about as joyful as a traffic free road.
Right, listen, Tony, enjoy the day. Take care of yourself, man. Stay safe. Thanks for playing.
One,
cheers, buddy.
All the best. Right?
See you, Tony. Bye-bye. Take care. Right, Tom is waiting patiently. How are you, Tom?
How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. Tom, what part of the country are you in this morning?
Cork City.
All right, so it's grand and quiet there as well, I suppose, as every day now.
Very quiet this morning, yeah.
Are you working today, Tom?
I am. I'm working in an office in the city.
Right, good for you. You're good still stuff. Going at it.
Yeah, still at it.
Good stuff. Right.
Tom is as equally as delighted as Tony is.
Everybody's
morning.
Very pleased to be working today.
I'm happy enough to be there, but tough at home.
I think you're dead right, to
yeah,
be honest.
You're dead right, yeah. Well, anyway, Tom, try and get some cash there. What do you think?
Is it Westlife when you're looking like that?
I don't know. Let's
right, a Westlife tune, Michael.
Yeah, lads, I swear, I want to give this away. I mean, I swear it again. I want to give it away, but it's not today. Sorry.
Oh, no bother.
Oh, sorry about that, Tom.
Cheers, Tom. Cheers. Stay safe.
Bye.
Good luck to you.
Enjoy
cheers.
Your day.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Right, thanks for that, Michael. How are you getting on, by the way? How is the Luke and Porch this morning?
Yeah, not too bad, actually. It's a little, as PJ said earlier on, a little brighter in the morning. So it's actually nice looking out at the sunrise and all that, lads, instead of being stuffed in there with you.
Oh my god, that's like that. So the man would rather have a sunrise than to see our lovely faces
imagine
in the morning.
That, yeah.
I tell you what, this virtual producing is the business. Even after this whole thing is over, lads, I'm not even too sure I'm going to come back.
Oh, right. Yeah. Have you had your breakfast yet?
I have. I've had porridge. I've had coffee made by my wife. This is the life.
He's waking his missus up now to help him.
Unbelievable. He's enlisted his own assistant, for God's sake.
But I can't wait till you're back. We're going to snap sense into you as soon as we can.
Cheers, Michael. Yeah, what a feeling. Flash dance. Here at Classic Hits. Irene Cara waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Welcome along if you're just joining us, folks. Good to have you with us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Much, much appreciated as always. 087-188-0008 if you need to get in touch, if there's anything we can do for you. Give us a shout, 087-188-0008 on the WhatsApp. Still to come, of course, breakfast table quiz. If you fancy representing your county, we've turned the breakfast table quiz into our very own All-Ireland Championship. We've had Dublin on yesterday with a score of 5. That's what you're going to have to beat. So if you think you want to represent your county and take that on, 087-188-0008. But in the meantime, we just had Flashdance there, big movie classic. And movies,
yeah.
Of course, at the moment, movies are front and centre, aren't they?
Movies are.
You know, it's movies and box sets are just, they're gold.
Remember the old days when they had that song, Television, the Drug of a Nation?
Yeah.
Well, nowadays, we've never wanted to have something to watch more. And last Friday, Jim and me were going on, we were having a laugh here saying, we've already finished Netflix.
Yeah.
We're halfway through Now TV. We were starting to panic, thinking we were going to be hitting Charlie Chaplin's.
Yeah, we thought we were going back to the Laurel and Hardy box sets.
Yeah. But look, there's another option now. Disney is releasing a new station, Disney Plus. And they're launching a new station that's going to have like all the classics and all the nostalgic movies that we grew up watching.
Wow.
So that gives us another avenue, right? So there's a whole load, like they're all going to be on it. And of course, depending on what age you are, depends on what you consider a Disney classic to be, right?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, so if you're a millennial type person, you're going to
hang
think,
a second, is this going to descend into you just slagging me about, you know, my idea of a classic being Mickey Mouse in Steamboat Willie or something.
No, no, no. A classic to Jim is when there was a puppet show before cartoons were even in existence. Well, they used to.
I knew we wouldn't get through it.
Well, they used to go to see the local bard, and he'd be there with his puppets. What you going to do?
I knew this was coming, John. I knew this was coming.
And then the old puppets, they weren't as popular then as the cartoons. But once the cartoons kicked in...
How very dare you?
I'm sure there's classics that... Okay, grand, you were probably in your 40s when The Jungle Book came out. But I'm sure it would still be considered a classic.
So these are did somebody vote on this, is it? Or is it viewers of the channel or something?
This is it. People were asked what they'd like to see on it, on Disney Plus. What movies basically sum up the greatest amount of nostalgia?
Right.
We all look at some Disney movie, whether we care to admit it or not, and it plays a big part in our life, right?
They were great movies.
Well, and the good thing is, we got a top 10 list that we've gone through. These are the ones. Now, obviously, it is different judging by your age. Like I was saying, like if you're a millennial, then like Toy Story would be an animated classic. Yeah. That way. Whereas if you're my age, something like, I don't know, like 101 Dalmatians would be or whatever. And if you're Jim's age, it's Punch and Judy. Or, you know. But here's the list. Here's at number 10. Is Aladdin. Aladdin was voted. That's, of course, Robin Williams, the genie. One of those. That was, what a role that was.
Absolute belter. Of a little clip of Aladdin.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
See, that's the thing about the Disney movies as well. It's because they always have great songs in
them.
They
always
well.
Do, yeah. That's me singing at the start. I stopped because I didn't think you had my mic up. I was basically on my own going, I can show you the world.
Here we go. Sing along, BJ.
I don't know that bit.
Right, so Aladdin was at number 10.
Yeah,
and to be fair,
10.
You're absolutely right. Robin Williams is the genie what made that movie so spectacular.
Definitely. In at number 9 then is that lovable old elephant, Dumbo. Dumbo, of course, who made a comeback last year.
That was the real life version or whatever you want to call it. What did they call that?
I don't know. I always call it real life version. Colin Farrell
and all that carry on, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what to call it. It's obviously not a real life version because they didn't get a flying elephant to play the role.
What do they call that?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter anyway. Real life is going to do for us.
In at number 8, this is definitely one of my childhood. The Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, for God's sake, how good. Of course, dogs as well. I was always going to be one over with that one. At number 7, what was, I think, one of the, it like broke ground as being one of the most technologically fantastic at the time, Beauty and the Beast.
Tale as old as time. True as it can be. Barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly.
Now, is that I think that's the new version, is it? Emma Thompson singing that instead of Angela Lansbury. Remember Angela Lansbury sang?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I always think this is a great song about the two of us, though, Jim.
What?
Beauty and the Beast.
I got a second. I've already had a kicking for being old, which I am not.
Well, he's not relatively old. Like, not when you take buildings into account.
or trees.
Yeah, trees are buildings.
Yeah, that's okay. A surprise. Or maybe it is. Maybe that is Angela Lansbury singing that. As
before. Yeah. I think it is, actually, now that you say it. Because
she sang the original. She was Mrs. Potts in the original, wasn't she?
In the original, that was great. So, yeah. In at number 6 is Cinderella.
Cinderella?
Yeah. I don't, if I'm being honest, I've no real memory of that one.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not sure we were the target audience.
I don't think so.
I mean, I know you have always wanted to be, as I said earlier, a Disney princess, but...
I know, yeah.
It's not going to happen.
But the next one's more fitting for me, especially when there's blokes called Lazy Dopey and whatever is the name. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in at number 5.
That's more appropriate for us, all right.
And work from home, I go.
I ho, I ho, I ho, I ho.
Ah, that's just magic.
Now, that is a classic, as in, that's a proper old school style of animation and everything.
Yeah, that's the real old deal, yeah.
Yeah, and it shows. But I think for Disney, that was a... That was a lifesaver, I think. Snow White.
I think so, yeah. I think, didn't it bring them back from the brink? Yeah, I think so.
Big
one.
So that was what? Snow White's at number five.
Snow White's at number five. One of the most horrific films I have ever seen in my life. The most traumatising moments ever was watching this movie. It was Bambi at number four.
Yeah. That has scarred people's lives. Hard to believe that was a Disney movie.
And that other flipping one about the rabbits. Watership Down. The two of them, oh my God, I was in rag order over them. Rag order, I barely didn't get through it now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you were struggling, weren't you?
I'd never watch it again, like. Never, from when I was a kid. And that, do you know the moments I'm talking about? I don't want to give any spoilers because they're actually too sad to talk about. But
in which movie now? In Bambi or in Watership Down?
In both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, japers.
Yeah. Bambi is, I mean.
Oh, it's so
God, you can feed yourself. Fill it up now.
I know. Oh, japers. And here's me talking about feeding squirrels to a rhino. only a little while ago. Oh, how quickly you changed. Number three into the top three, 101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, good. I mean, obviously, that's going to be huge for you.
Huge for me, yeah.
I mean, literally anything that has 101 dogs in it.
Of any kind,
straight
yeah.
away, that's going to be a belter for you.
I know. And Mary Poppins at number two.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah, of course, you can't forget it.
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke's accent.
Oh, he was British.
Oh, Mary Poppins.
All right, mate. Listen to him.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yeah. That's a.
That's great. It's that always absolutely great.
For some reason, that and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang always seem really samey to me. You know what I mean? Something about those movies are.
Yeah, it's Dick Van Dyke doing his thing that he does in both of them.
Dick Van Dyke, the Robert De Niro of his time.
There he was,
or the Pacino of his time.
Yeah. Hello, and no one then he was. This is who I am.
Oh, brilliant.
And the number one most nostalgic movie ever when it comes to Disney movies was The Jungle Book.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town, and be just like the other men. I'm tired of walking around, oh, ooby-doo. I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you, choo-choo.
It was a belter.
What a great song.
That is a great movie.
Yeah, it's so good. They ruined it by remaking it in the real life version, like you said.
They should,
but
yeah.
That
even
is just
alone.
Class. Absolutely class.
Because they've done a few versions of it, have they? They've done more than one version.
Oh, they have, yeah, they have, definitely. They did the good version. And
even when you bring in great actors like Idris Elba and all that sort of stuff, just leave it alone.
Get over with your bloop and good actors and
yeah,
all.
Yeah. You just want the original.
I just want cartoons.
That was brilliant.
But these are the ultimate feel-good movies, though, aren't they? They really give you a lift nowadays, and I'll just stick them on, start munching your popcorn or your bag of squirrels, whatever you're into. you get stuck into it.
You can always watch a Disney movie.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
Any? Was there any in there that weren't in there that you're surprised about? What was the one you said earlier on?
What was I? Oh God,
Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, that's in it. That's in at number eight. Yeah.
Oh, that was in at number eight.
A great movie. There's loads. There's a Robin Hood one. Do you remember the Robin Hood one when we were kids? I used to be mad for that.
Yeah, Robin Hood was the fox, wasn't
he?
Yeah, he was a fox. And then there was the Aristocats as well. That was another one as well.
I wasn't mad about.
Well, that's because you're a dog person.
I know. Even in cartoons, cats disappoint me a little bit.
Anyway. If they've missed a belter, let us know. 087-188-0008. If there's an absolute cracker of a Disney movie that didn't make it into the top 10 and you're disappointed. Prince and the Most Beautiful Girl in the World here at Classic Hits. 22 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Outrage, PJ.
Outrage, really, yeah.
Outrage on the WhatsApp.
Not getting their way with the movies.
Oh, I tell you something. A flood of WhatsApps. People cannot believe that The Lion King wasn't included.
That does sound, you see, I've never seen The Lion King.
But
even as someone who's never seen it, I can understand that outrage because it's so
incredible,
huge.
Incredible movie.
Yeah.
The first Lion King movie.
Now is the time
James
for me to watch
Jones
it now.
James Earl Jones and all that, you know, doing that. You know,
Simba.
As Mufasa, yeah.
Simba.
fantastic.
It's amazing I made them. What did I don't know what I made them. James Earl Jones sound like that.
Simba. Brilliant. Oh,
yeah, I know.
Oh, to be fair, that's a major omission. I mean, there's loads of other films getting mentioned. Somebody mentioned The Little Mermaid. Somebody mentioned the modern ones like Frozen.
Oh, no, I never saw that. I'm never going to watch it too. That song. The song drove me up the wall.
Ah, let it go, PJ.
Oh, I walked into that. I walked right. Yeah, I deserved that, actually.
By the way, a few people mentioned Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Was that an actual Disney movie?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, to be honest.
Because that is a great one. Bedknobs and Broomsticks for some reason.
Great. Absolutely mad. Magic. Lovely movie, that is. Right. That's Angela Lansbury as well.
Yeah.
That's a great film, yeah. That used to be a real Christmas thing. I haven't seen it in a few years.
Apparently live action is what we're supposed to be calling it instead of real life.
Oh, that makes better. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but far and away. Look, somebody is absolutely outraged.
Far and away?
No, as in far and away the most popular movie.
Oh, jeez, I always thought you were gone on a mad one there. It was the Tom Cruise.
No, they're saying, somebody cannot believe you haven't seen The Lion King.
I know, and every time this comes up I say it. Now is the perfect opportunity to watch it.
Go see it,
to watch it this week.
Yeah. But that's the one, everybody's amazed, absolutely gobsmacked that The Lion King wasn't included.
I know, sure, Elton John is in it and everything, you know.
he sings in it. He's not actually in it.
Well,
although, having said that, the wise old monkey lad does have a sort of vague resemblance, I suppose.
Does he? Tell John.
Yeah, well, you watch it and see what you
must
think.
Must be a cranky old monkey, is he?
He has his moments.
Yeah, I'd say he does, yeah.
Yeah, hit you on the head with his big stick.
The only monkey in the history of Disney to be smacking his Gucci bag off the tarmac, I'd say.
George Michael, Too Funky, here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 21 minutes to 9 o'clock.
Yeah, 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Just saying hello to a couple of people. Station officer in Dublin Fire Brigade, Peter Sherlock. Big hello to you from Jaren the lads. Jaren the Fire and the lads want to just say, keep up the good work. Apparently you're a great fella in the face of all the madness. So there you go.
Good stuff.
Giving you a big shout out there. You must be doing something right if that lad are sending in requests. You must be doing something right, that's for sure.
That's an achievement in itself, yeah. Anyway, listen, 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. This is your moment, PJ.
This is your moment. Yeah. Oh.
Yes, indeed. The wedding march.
Look, it's fair to say nobody's plans have gone to plan of recent days and weeks, right?
Imagine if you had it planned around.
And I've seen lots of cases, actually, unfortunately, of people whose weddings have had to be put on hold. And, of course, with the hotels closing down and stuff.
Yeah.
But some people take bad luck to a new extreme. Some people are literally those people that if they didn't have bad luck, they'd have no luck at all, right? There's a woman here, and she's been labelled the world's most unlucky bride. She had her honeymoon cancelled anyway when the Thomas Cook thing happened. Remember that? It feels like it was a year ago.
They went bang, basically.
That was only very recently, but of course that feels like ages ago. Every day feels like about 6 months now. So that whole Thomas Cook thing collapsed. And then her hen do just before that, well, that was ruined as well because they hired a male dancer in his underpants, you see. And during the show, he fell off the stage and he broke his leg. And her big... he landed on a pensioner and he's after hurting the pensioner. So,
oh my God. So a male stripper landed on a pensioner, broke his leg and damaged the pensioner.
And that was just after she heard her honeymoon wasn't going to happen. And then, of course, they says, look, we'll do everything we can. So they went flat out into trying to make the big day happen. And now, as of last night, Britain's in lockdown. And she can't have her wedding either. So she's really getting kicked. She's a mother of two. Stephanie Carr is her name. She's over the moon when her fella, James Fuller, they're going out with each other 13 years.
Right.
And he popped a question. And so then everything just started to fall apart. Then they thought, okay, we'll just postpone it, right?
Yeah.
No big deal, right? These things are all horrible things, but they're not things that haven't happened to everybody. So they postponed it. And then the wedding venue has been bought by Netflix and they're turning it into an office building. This is unbelievable, like. It's like unbelievable. So she booked another place then and a 2-week trip to Florida for later in the year. But of course, that was somehow connected to Thomas Cook as well, and she's after losing 3,500 in that.
Oh my God!
It's unreal. It really is. And she's just saying, look, since Dream Boy broke his leg, I should have known something.
Dream Boy.
That was the name of the dancer. Yeah, that was the name of the dancer. Yeah. She says, since Dream Boy broke his leg, I really should have seen it as a sign.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Broken dreams.
Broken Dream Boy.
It was literally what happened at the start. I tell you, if ever you feel that maybe the world is telling you, I don't know if you should go through with this.
I know.
I mean, when it throws a pandemic at you.
When you look at the world.
After your stripper's broken his leg and nearly killed a pensioner.
I know.
And, you know, your honeymoon's gone bang.
Dear Lord, why didn't you send me a sign? I literally broke Dream Boy in front of your eyes. He fell on your granny. And you still tried to marry this fella. You still went at it. I did everything I could. So she said a fairy tale dream has now become a nightmare dream. It's unreal. So she's really organised again. She says she's still determined to make this happen. She stopped making plans for the time being. Stephanie Carr, I think that's probably the best decision you've ever made, is to stop making plans
now. I think so.
Be like the rest of us. The last thing the world needs is another broken dream boy.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz, with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. CKES.ie.
Right, it's day two of our All-Ireland Breakfast Table Quiz Championship. Yesterday, Dublin played in the form of Andy Dunn and managed a score of 5. So we've got 5 to beat for Dublin. And who's going to play today, PJ?
Michelle Slevin is playing today, and she's playing for Meads. How are you, Michelle?
Good morning, boys.
How are you, Michelle? How are you doing?
I'm awake. How are you?
That's a start.
I think awake is good.
That's a start. Yeah, for sure. What's your plan today, Michelle? Anything going on for you? Are you going to be at home? Are you going to be at work? What's happening?
I'm one of the unique ones. I work in isolation, so I'm leaving all the lunatics in our house, and I'm actually going to work where I can work in peace and quiet. And nobody will disturb me.
Oh, good for you.
Okay,
for you, Michelle.
Probably
fair
enjoy
play.
The break then.
Yes.
I know, going to work for a break. I kind of know the feeling.
We did very well in this house. We have a house of 5 and we've got 4 asthmatics. So,
Lord. Oh, my God. Yeah, you've got to be careful there.
Dear, oh, dear. Stay safe and God, please.
So, listen, Michelle, you're going to be representing Meath. You've got to beat a score of 5 to go to the top of the leaderboard. How are you feeling about that?
I'm okay. I've just woken all the support in our house. So, Excellent. We've broken out the board games and we've been playing Trivial Pursuit and the 13-year-old has kicked our arses.
Brilliant.
Ah, yeah.
Well, look, it sounds to me like the old grey cells are working a treat in that household. So let's see how we get on. Right, let's see how we get on. 60 seconds on the clock. You good to go, PJ?
I am.
Okay, Michelle, 60 seconds to beat that score of 5. Here we go.
What leaves can be used to soothe the pain from stinging nettles?
Nettles.
Dock leaves. What turns red in the presence of acid and blue in the presence of alkali?
Litmus.
Yeah, the name for which group of prehistoric animals come from the Greek for terrible lizard?
Dinosaur.
What tree has a variety called weeping?
Willow.
What animals live in lodges and are notable for gnawing trees?
Beavers.
What are the young of frogs and toads called?
Tadpoles.
In computing, what is MB short for?
Megabyte.
The cob and pen are the male and female of what bird?
A swan.
Yeah, what colour are emeralds?
Green.
How many ounces are there in a pound?
16.
What term in mathematics refers to the number obtained when two or more numbers are multiplied?
Sum.
The product. How many sides does a hexagon have?
Not a clue.
6. Which is the only vowel not on the top row of a computer's keyboard?
The only vowel is... Oh!
It's A! It's A! Oh. Yes!
But look, I tell you, Michelle, I don't think you got to worry. You're well in the lead. That, to me, is a score of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct answers.
Woo-hoo.
And no easy questions there. Some of them are hard to read. Never mind answer.
Yeah, you had poor PJ under terrible pressure Michelle.
Yeah,
terrible
all this
pressure.
Numbers and all of that get out of it.
So listen, Michelle.
Listen, lads, I might be big, but I'm not that big.
I tell you, Michelle and Mead are now top of the leaderboard with a score of 9. Well done, Michelle.
Thanks very much. And lads, can I just put a word out there for the Dunshaughlin Scouts who are volunteering to help everybody and... if anybody's stuck, they know where we are, to give us a shout.
Absolutely.
Absolutely excellent. Fair play.
Have a great day, Michelle. Well done.
Thanks very much.